Merry New Year givings to all. I've been radio silent for a few months, which means I've missed wishing you good tidings over a few major holidays, so I'm hoping this post title covers all the bases. My lack of updates has not been a reflection of having nothing to share. On the contrary, I have quite a bit to update y'all on. It's been more a combination of busyness paired with a flare-up of those pesky perfectionist tendencies that cause me to talk myself out of doing things unless they hit some ridiculous standard. Hashtag, the struggle is real. Of course, once I talked myself down from that craziness and was ready to give an update, it felt like it had been so long that I couldn't just write any post, but it had to be a super-duper, mind-blowing, fantastic post. I ultimately realized that whole basket of nonsense was just perfectionism having made a costume change. Hashtag sly devil. Anywho, I finally decided to just rip the Band-Aid off and create a blog post, regardless of how earth-shatteringly impressive it may or may not be. If I've learned anything in this process, it's the value of sharing the steps along the way, rather than only giving the highlight reel. Nothing against a compilation of mountaintop moments, but it's important to be discerning about how you share those. It can definitely contribute to the false message of overnight success, or possibly discouraging to those in the early part of working toward a goal, because it neglects the reality of the daily grind and the unsexy days of just showing up and doing the thing. That's not to say I don't have some exciting things to share, because quite a bit has happened in the 2 months since we've chatted. However, I'll spread it out over a few posts, because I don't want to wear out my welcome, and as they say, always leave them wanting more. Update audio. I continue to learn about the VO industry and find new paths to expand opportunities for voiceover work. For example, while I have been working hard to establish direct relationships with publishers, I've also learned there are entire companies whose business model is to have a roster of narrators that they work with exclusively. They are not the publisher or the talent. Instead, they project manage the audiobook, acting as a go-between for publishers and narrators. These companies are quite selective and make sure their narrators are vetted so that they produce high-quality audiobooks and narrated media. I am pleased to share that I was invited to join the roster of B Audio. And yes, I love their logo and the fact that when you work with them as a narrator, editor, proofer, you are considered part of the hive. If you are interested, you can check out their website at www.baudio.com, and you'll see my bio and samples under the Meet Our Narrators tab. I'm already in process with my first project with them, a 3-book series, so while my goal was to get 2 new projects before the end of the year with publishers, between this project and the Blackstone project, I'm going to consider it a win. The other update I want to share is that I now have an agent. I'm going to put this victory under the category of the importance of relationships. Call it your tribe, posse, network, whatevs. The fact is, we need other people if we are trying to build something. Sometimes it's as support, someone to listen as you share how you're doing. Other times, it's people who can share their experience or knowledge on a topic or industry. Regardless, if you want to get to a new place, you are going to need other people along the way. For those diehards out there who think otherwise, I'd like to add that sharing the journey with others is also way more fun. Hashtag, one is the loneliest number. Shout out to my friend Rochelle, who encouraged me to reach out to some agents and kindly put in a good word where she could. And ba-blam, I'm now getting auditions for commercial voiceover work. Hashtag attitude of gratitude. Obviously, I'm learning along the way, and I expect there will be lots of interesting tidbits to share in the process. However, none of this would be happening if I hadn't taken the steps to put myself out there. Yep, it can be scary and unknown, and there's a billion reasons to not take a single step. But if there is something that you want, a goal you want to reach, place you want to go, job you want to get, you are the one that has to put the wheels in motion. And remember, while you can always change direction along the way, you can't steer a parked car. Update visual. I have two things that I want to share regarding the lettering work I've been doing. The first is that in December, I did my first large format lettering piece in the form of our holiday card. For those who have known me for a while, you are probably familiar with the tradition my family has of creating elaborate Christmas cards. Initially, it came out of wanting a more creative outlet that my current design projects were lacking. However, once the girls were old enough to get the gist of what was happening, it became a full-on family tradition, and now I would be vehemently outvoted if I tried to stop it. The process of coming up with an idea isn't really defined, but I do like it when the idea reflects things that are happening in our lives at the time, because it creates a kind of marker as we look back year to year. Check out the blog post to see a compilation of previous years. And you'll see I had already incorporated lettering in previous years, so it seemed like a good time to take it up a notch and try a different way of creating with lettering. So, chalk drawing on our garage door with us sitting in front of it one cold winter morning became the idea. You can see the final piece in the blog post. I do have a bunch of photos and videos that I took along the way to document this process. However, I'm not sure if that's something you would be interested in. The truth is, it takes a long time to edit and pull all of that together, which I'm totally fine with doing if you would like to see it. But if you're all, nope, I'm good, then I'll just let it be. Here's what I'm offering. If I hear back from five or more people that you would like a behind-the-scenes look at Christmas Card 2019, then I'll put that together in my next post. And if it's all crickets after this post, I'll take the hint and move on. The second visual update is that I've created new artwork for my Real World Valentines, artwork inspired by favorite romantic movie lines, but with a dose of reality. Hashtag keep it real. I started this series last year and created six unique lettering pieces, all based on lines from movies, but tweaked just a bit to make it relatable. I then took those and made a free printable download. Each artwork has its own page to print, cut, fold, and voila, you've got a sweet little card to give to your boo. This year, Dean and I sat down and came up with two new ideas that I created artwork for and added to the download to make a series of eight individual cards. Check out the blog post to see the new artwork. Anyone interested in getting the goods, head on over to RebeccaGallagher.com and click on the header to get your free copy of Real World Valentines. And please share the link with anyone you know who resonates with the idea that life isn't a romantic comedy.